One of the incredible things about Vicky's life is that she actually came into a fuller sense of her own ministry through healing in her life through the Order of St. Luke. And so that sometimes happens for us as well. But as she shared, one of the great things that each of you have been given is a gift or gifts. They can be natural gifts. You might be natural in terms of administration. You might love to do hospitality for people. Or it might be some kind of supernatural gift. But the reality is, everyone has a gift or gifts. And as Vicky shared with us, it's so important that those gifts are shared. I'd like to share with you a story about the effect that those gifts have had on one particular person's life. My life has been crossed by men who have the gift of giving. Maybe yours has also. When I was at Dallas Theological Seminary, God used a man in my life and in the lives of 10 other fellows at the school at the time. Howard Kane chose to underwrite our tuition. It's a wonderful experience for a seminarian, let me tell you. If it would have happened, that would have been great. Absolutely unsolicited. Each time tuition came due, there was a check in the mail. I remember one time he came to Dallas and got all 11 of us together and said, "I want to take a drive downtown." After a sandwich, he took us several blocks away to a men's store. Inside, he suited us up in new suits, new sport coats, one fellow after another. He sat there and just beamed. He was happier than we were. He wasn't wealthy, but there was something inside of him. It's called a spiritual gift that was not satisfied until there was an outlet for that gift. What a wonderful, true story about a man who had a particular gift in his life and had as much joy, if not more joy, in giving that gift to people who needed it as the people who received it. And that really is the definition of a gift. It is a wonderful thing to be blessed, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing to receive from other people. But one of the great blessings in life is to be able to give to others and be a blessing to them as well. One of the things we read about in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, is the following. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And so again, getting back to one of the things that Vicky shared with us, one of the important things for us to realize in terms of the gift or gifts that you have is that you have been given those to share them. And part of the reason why you have been given those to share them is because it's for the common good. It's actually to be a blessing to people that are around you. And one of the joys I have had as your priest is to watch you share your gifts in different venues, whether it's individually with another person or in group settings or wherever you may be. I've had the blessing to be able to sit back and watch other people smile as you've given to them and you've been a blessing to them in some very real and powerful ways. And so one of the most important things that you can do, you and I can do, is to share our spiritual gift and to do so with a gift of love. I've experienced a lot of people sharing different gifts with me, as I'm sure you have as well. One of the great gifts I enjoy receiving is the gift of hospitality, which a number of people in this church have. They invite you into their homes. You sit down, you have a nice conversation. You manja together. There's some great food to have and dessert and wine and all that stuff. And the conversation and the food and the fellowship is just wonderful. And then at the end of your evening, you give each other a hug, you head on your way, and it's a very warming and powerful and beautiful experience. You see, that's a spiritual gift. It's a beautiful thing to be able to share that with someone else, and their lives are better for it. Now, there are some gifts that you and I don't have. I can look over at somebody who's doing something in particular, and they love it, and they enjoy it, and I'm glad for that, but I just don't have the gift, like the gift of being artistic. You know, doing a painting or something like that. I've only come to stick figures. That's about as far as I've gone. Some of you are well beyond that, and I really appreciate that, and I really enjoy seeing that, but I am at stick figures. That's just where it's at. And I don't know that I'm going to go much further than that. But I appreciate the gift that God has given you. And it's so important that you share the gift that you have. I would say this to you, even share your gift maybe with someone who doesn't quite appreciate it yet, you know? Somebody who isn't quite receiving it yet or open to it, bless them anyways and love on them and give to them. In your bulletin today, there's a green insert, and at the top it's entitled St. John's Ministry Areas. And I want to just take a moment to look at this with you and explore with you some of the different areas of ministry we have here within the church. There's a couple of areas that aren't mentioned, vestry and also the finance committee. These are elected positions, but very, very important areas of service within our church. And I'm so grateful for all of you who currently serve in the vestry and have served in the vestry over time, such an important place of leadership in the church. You'll notice the different ministry areas here are divided into three sections: embrace God, love our neighbor, and serve the world. That is St. John's vision statement, its goals, its mission, everything encapsulated in those three terms that are rooted in Jesus' teaching about the summation of the Ten Commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the foundation of our ministry here at St. John's. So under Embrace God, you'll notice there are a lot of ministries that concern our services over the weekend. And it could be everything from acolytes and lay readers, which are up around the altar, the ushers that help serve us throughout the church, the music ministry as well, and the altar guild. And all of these people, some of them work behind the scenes, some of them greet you with a smile as you come into church in just a few moments, some of them will be distributing the Holy Eucharist to you. But all of these people are serving you in these places because they want to. They're there because they enjoy ministering to you in that way and can be a real blessing to you. I mean, you know as well as I do, when you come into the door of a church, the way that you're greeted makes a big difference. In fact, it can really affect the rest of your day and the rest of your week. And I'm so grateful for the ushers and many others who serve in this area of embracing God in the way that they embrace us and welcome us in the love and the joy of the Lord. So grateful for all of you who do that for us. From time to time, you'll notice in the bulletin, we'll have a blurb asking for ushers or lay readers. Guess why we're doing that? It's because we need ushers and lay readers. It's really simple. It's not that we're just fishing or we'd like a few more people for this or that. It's because we actually need them. You know, I mentioned the people that are in these ministries enjoy doing them, but they also enjoy sitting in the pew from time to time, right? And enjoying the service. And so what we found in ministry is the more the merrier. And so I would invite you, as we put out that call from time to time, to please join us. Or if there's an area here that suits your interests under Embrace God, there's a name and a phone number there. They're the person that leads the ministry. Please be in touch with them and let them know. Under Love Our Neighbor, boy, there's all kinds of different offerings. You'll notice Bible studies. The women's study gets started tomorrow, Monday morning. There's a sisters that is Monday evening. There's a men's study on Wednesday mornings at 7:30. There's a co-ed study on Sundays. I mean, we've got Bible studies coming out of the ear, you know, all kinds of studies. And so these are really great learning and fellowship opportunities that I encourage you to consider. Prayer. If you ever would just want to have a prayer experience for part of the day, join us on Wednesdays. Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., morning prayer. Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., centering prayer. Wednesday at noonday, 12 o'clock, noonday prayer. I mean, we're just praying all through the morning. And that was part of our sense of God's call in our life at this church as we heard the words of Jesus to us in a fresh and new way. My house shall be called a house of prayer. And our sense of calling in that was really to be a people of prayer, that we're gathering here on a regular basis to be before him in prayer. And so that came out of that. We have coffee hour hosts. We have Crucio groupings, which is a wonderful renewal weekend, a time of fellowship. We have fellowship events. We've had Oktoberfest, courtesy of Herr Zimmerman and Mrs. Zimmerman, and sunset beach picnic and cruises and movie nights. You know, the cruises, courtesy of the Geroys and others. I mean, these have been great times of fellowship. And it's so important for us to get together outside of church, to actually get to know each other's names. It's so important. The Flower Ministry by Becky Jarrell. If you've been in a nursing home or a hospital or some other place where you're unable to get out, you'll find her showing up with some flowers from the altar with a smile on her face, and really a beautiful thing to experience. Pray for Becky. She is going more deeply into this ministry of hospitality. Becky, I'm going to share this. I want to thank you for the blessing you've been to us in the bathrooms. You notice the sprucing up that's happening there? That's because of Becky. And guys, I asked her to put chocolates in the men's room as well. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome, all right? Hey, guys need chocolates too, all right? I'm just saying. All right, thank you. If you flip this sheet over, you'll notice Love Our Neighbor continues. Foyers, lay Eucharistic visitors. Did you know we have a group of people, Levs, we call them, that if you're, again, homebound, stuck in the hospital, wherever, that if you would call and let us know, we'll actually bring communion to you. It's like holy meals on wheels, if you will. We bring the presence of Jesus to you in the Holy Eucharist wherever you are. How great is that? And we'll pray with you, and we'll lift you up. Let me tell you, I've had some moments with our Levs in the hospital and nursing homes. Those can be sometimes pretty depressing places, really tough places. And I want to tell you, you bring in Jesus there, in there in the Holy Eucharist, there's a change in the atmosphere. Jesus is in the room, and just God moves in mighty ways. So remember that. You have to call and let us know, and we'd love to come. Foyers. Foyers is a great opportunity to get together in fellowship and get to know people that you don't know in the church. It's going to be during this coming season, January, March, and May. And it's an opportunity for young and old, new members, members who've been here a while, to get together for a meal, talking and sharing with each other, and then a prayer at the end. And some of you are saying, well, Father Joe, you know, I don't feel comfortable being part of a group like that because I really don't know anybody. Guess why we started Foyers? It was for people that don't really know one another. So I want to encourage you to step a little bit out of your comfort zone, especially this coming season, and take time to get to know some people here at St. John's. Jan and I have been in a lot of the Foyers groups. We encourage people to invite us, and Father Christian and Kate as well. We love the food. We love the fellowship. And I can honestly say to you, I'm not just saying this, I mean this, there are some really nice people in this church. There are some strange people. All right, yeah. You have to know that sometimes they're thinking you and I are strange as well. You know, it just happens that way. Everybody's kind of strange. You know, like I said to people, everybody's normal till you get to know them. That's how it works. But it's okay. It's okay. It's part of being a family and sharing this journey together. Prayer Chain, Spirit Alive, wonderful ministry that reaches out to people that are in need with cards. They help sponsor the annual Lenten Quiet Day and also the healing missions that go on. And also the Prayer Chain, praying for you, lifting you up. A lot of miracles that have happened through that. Praying and praying and praying for you. And again, the Order of St. Luke, as Vicki mentioned, a wonderful healing ministry in our church. Finally, serve the world. You know, one of the realities as you and I come here into church every weekend is that we come here to receive the Lord. We come to be in fellowship with one another, to hear his word, to worship him and to praise him, and to be rejuvenated. We come to have our spirits refilled to overflowing. But there's a reason for that. We're refilled to overflowing again so that when we go out of these doors, we can be a witness to Christ's light. It's not to hide the light under the bushel and not to talk to anybody about the Lord during the rest of the week and to hide our faith. It's to be a light in the darkness. It's to share about the wonderful, wonderful person of Jesus Christ and the power of his Spirit and being with people in the midst of the need that they have. And so you see, that's part of what serving the world's about. He's calling us to love on them, to love on them with the love of Jesus, to embrace them with the embrace of the Lord, to reach out to all of them, because they're part of us. They're part of the human family. And so we serve the world through Habitat for Humanity, helping to build homes, for people that are in need. We have the St. John's Shop, which raises funds for Collier Charities. We'll have the Outreach Grant Celebration in December. We'll have different charities standing up here and be able to give them some money in their ministry to help them out. All of the money that's been raised through that group, $2.3 million, 100% of it, has gone to local charities. How wonderful is that? The St. John's Outreach Committee meets in another month, and they'll pray about that, the offering that the thrift shop has, about how that money's going to be distributed and who gets it. A very important ministry of this church. St. Matthew's House, feeding the poor and the addicted, helping them to grow and being with them and encouraging them. And finally, Stitches of Love, a great ministry begun by Bonnie that knits prayer shawls and dolls and teddy bears for kids and also for adults that need to receive something tangible so they know they have not been forgotten, that they are loved, that they are cared for, and they have something tangible to hold and to keep. So I want you to take this sheet with you. This is yours. Please do not leave it in your pews. Please do not put it in file 13, which is the garbage can. But I want to encourage you to put this, you can put this on the refrigerator or maybe in your Bible. Right? Remember that sheet I gave you last week about fasting? Yeah, you're still excited about that message, I can tell. You still can't get over that message, can you? Can you believe what the priest talked to me about today? So if you could put that right by there, and would you just go ahead and pray? Pray to the Lord, Lord, what would you have me do? If you're already involved in a ministry here or two or three, personally, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving to the Lord. I want to thank you for what each and every one of you have done. You have left a wonderful legacy of love and giving in this place that continues to emanate from this very campus, and people walking onto this campus feel it. They feel the presence of the Lord, the love of the Lord, and the love of you. I hear it from them. They tell me. And so I want to thank you for each one of you who are giving in some way. For those of you who are still not sure what that looks like, this is your opportunity. This is a great opportunity. So please take this home with you. I'm not asking you to do five things. I'm not asking you to do four things. I'm not even asking you to do three things or two things. I'm just asking you to prayerfully consider maybe doing one thing. What is God calling you to? What is God drawing you to? You know, when people meet with me in the office and they're joining and say, Father Joe, what would you like me to do? I got a big smile on my face. I got 20 million things for you to do, believe me. But I resist the temptation. I do. And I say to them in all honesty, what are you passionate about? What's your heart burning about? What does the Lord want you to do? Because that's the most important thing. And if you're not sure about that yet, I welcome the opportunity to pray that the Holy Spirit would put a holy fire in your heart about what he would have you be involved in. Because you see, as you walk in that kind of ministry that the Lord is calling you to, the Holy Spirit will minister through you to powerfully touch many, many different lives. And that's my prayer for you. That's how I pray for you all the time, that you would enter in fully to what the Lord has for you. And many of you are. And many of you will begin to enter into that more fully. And such beautiful and wonderful and glorious things in front of you and me. So we're going to end with prayer. You know, in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul shares after 1 Corinthians 12, what we all call the love chapter. Love chapter. I love that chapter. Talks about what love really looks like. And at the very end of that chapter, he says, faith, hope, and love abide. But the greatest of these is love. May the gifts that you and I share through the power and the grace of God be always anointed with the fragrance and the presence of his love. Because at the end of the day, it is his love that really makes the difference, doesn't it?